Hello, everyone. Welcome to the DBB Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Mondes. This is episode number 344 for January 7th, 2025.
Welcome to the Disney Pins Blog Podcast, the latest news on Disney pin trading and collecting from around the world.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. The very first episode of 2025. Hope you guys all had a very nice holiday season. I have two things for housekeeping today. One is you'll see a new look now for the DBB Podcast. We did update the logo a bit. And then the second thing is, which I'm sure you guys have already seen, we did announce the pin preview flyers for January 2025 yesterday. So those are up now at DisneyPinsBlog.com for Disneyland and Walt Disney World. All right, now onto the pin news. First, want to start off with ourselves at the DBB store. And also just want to mention, we're only going over ourselves at DBB store, DisneyStore.com, and then Disney Parks, just because the past week there was a lot at Disney Parks. But again, if you want to see everything of all of the pin releases from around the world, head over to the website, DisneyPinsBlog.com. All right, I want to mention two of our exclusive releases at DBB store. A couple of weeks ago, we had one featuring Star from Wish. This is a large pin coming in at 3 inches in size. It's Star with a mustache. It's special edition of 300, and the price is $32. This is a beautiful pin with glitter embellishments, marbleized fill, and gems as well. And this pin took us almost a year to make, just because the gems on there was a lot back and forth with the factories and Disney to approve it. But we finally made it happen, and I'm very happy with how it turned out. All of those gems on the pin are hand set. Yeah, a lot of labor went into making this pin, so I hope you guys enjoy it. And then our latest release at DBB Store is Mickey hitting the slopes. He is skiing. There is the ski lip in the background. Beautiful white iridescent glitter for the snow on this pin. It's about 2 inches in size. Special edition of 300. And the price is $14. All right, next up is DisneyStore.com. They had a new pin for Winnie the Pooh Day 2025. And this also released at Disneyland, not yet in Florida though. Should be coming soon to Walt Disney World. It's limited edition of 4,500 and the price is $22.99. All right, now we'll hit up Disney Parks because there was a ton of new open edition pin releases. First, we're gonna start off with this new Star Wars comic pin set. There's three pins on the card featuring the Phantom Menace, Star Wars A New Hope, and The Force Awakens. Open edition, and the price is $24.99. Next, there are three new Winnie the Pooh pins at Disney Parks. Also open edition. One features Pooh that says Think, Think, Think. That one is $16.99. Then there's one with Eeyore and Piglet, and Eeyore's tail has a movable element on it. That one's $14.99. And then lastly is the Pooh and Piglet with translucent background. That one is $14.99. And there were two new Donald Duck open edition pins at Disney Parks. One features Donald and a blue car. And the second one is Angry Donald Duck with a starburst background. Both of those are $12.99. Then there's a new Star Wars The Mandalorian Grogu pin. He's in his little pod. 3D design on this pin with sculpted metal. It's open edition and the price is $16.99. Next, the Walt Disney World Four Parks pins got a refresh. First, there's one featuring all four park icons, Cinderella Castle, Tower of Terror, Spaceship Earth, and the Tree of Life. That is $14.99. And then there are four individual pins for Magic Kingdom, Epcot, Disney's Hollywood Studios, and Disney's Animal Kingdom. Those are all $12.99. Next at Disney Parks were four new Peter Pan open edition pins. First one features Peter Pan on a cloud. That one is $12.99. Then you have Peter Pan and Wendy on the clock, also $12.99. Then there is a Peter Pan and Tinkerbell pin with a little bit of glitter embellishments on it. That one is $14.99. Then there's a two pin set featuring Peter Pan and Captain Hook battling it out. And that one is $22.99. Next at Walt Disney World, there were two new Figment open edition pins. One features Figment wearing a tuxedo, and the other one features Figment as a painter. Both of those are $12.99. Then there were new Mickey Mouse Epcot World Showcase pins. Basically, all of the countries except for Norway and Italy. I'm not sure if those are coming soon or not, but yeah, all the same pose for Mickey, just themed to the specific country. You have Mexico, China, Germany, America, Then there is a random Epcot Traveler pin, kind of like Mickey dressed as a tourist. One for Japan, Morocco, France, United Kingdom, and Canada. Those are all $12.99 each. Next at Disney Parks is a brand new Winnie the Pooh series. Series 1 features Winnie the Pooh, 100 Acre Wood, which has Pooh and Christopher Robin with a blue balloon. It's a 2-pin set, limited release. The price is $34.99. Those released on Monday, January 6th at Walt Disney World and Disneyland. And these are coming soon to DisneyStore.com as well, online. But there's also a collector frame, so all the pins can go inside of the Winnie the Pooh frame. And the frame comes with a completer pin featuring Winnie the Pooh. The price for that is $79.99. It's a limited release collection, releasing each month in 2025. Next at Disney Parks, the Pin Trading 25th Anniversary Pins officially released on Tuesday, January 7th. You can find these at both Disneyland and Walt Disney World. There's one featuring Mickey Mouse with the official Pin Trading logo for the 25th anniversary. That one is $14.99, and it's also a pin-on-pin design. Then there are two license plate pins, one for Florida, one for California. They both read iTrade Pins. Then there are six pins featuring Mickey, Minnie, Goofy, Donald, Chippendale, and Stitch with the Pin Trading logo and glitter embellishments. And they're holding miniature pins, and those are $14.99 each. I was at Epcot and Disney Springs this morning, and they are flying off the shelves. But these are open editions, so they should be around for a few months at least. And then lastly, we have the new limited edition pin releases this week at Disney Parks. First, we'll start off with Walt Disney World. They have their very first Fairy Tale Moments pin release. This is a brand new collection for 2025 at Walt Disney World, exclusive to Florida. It features Beauty and the Beast. It's limited edition of 2,500, and the price is $24.99. It is a little bit larger of a pin, I'd say a little over 2 inches. It has a pin-on-pin design for the book at the bottom. Next at Walt Disney World was a new Figment annual passholder pin. Figment is on a slider element. It reads Epcot at the top and passholder at the bottom. That is limited release, and the price is $19.99. Then there is a new Polynesian Villas and Bungalows 10th anniversary pin. This one features Moana. Limited release, and the price is $19.99. Lastly at Walt Disney World was a new Blizzard Beach 30th anniversary. Features Mickey and Minnie taking a selfie. That is limited release, and the price is $19.99. Next up, we have Disneyland. They had one new exclusive, and it is the very first release in the Windows of Attraction collection. This is exclusive to Disneyland for 2025, and then there's going to be 4 completer pins that will be online only at DisneyStore.com. The first pin features Jungle Cruise, limited edition of 2,500, and the price is $24.99. Then we have these shared pin releases on both coasts, and there was just one. It is the 10th pin in the Star Wars group series. This month features the Anzellian group. I'm not sure if I'm saying that correctly, but it's limited release, and the price is $17.99. All of those limited edition pins I just mentioned released on Tuesday, January 7th, 2025. All right, so that's going to do it for episode number 344, your January 2025 week one Disney pin news. Thank you guys very much for listening and watching. Hope you have a great rest of your week. See ya.